Witches Talking Tarot.
And today we're going to be discussing the famous Winchester House, or was it the Winchester Mystery House?
They call it the Winchester Mystery House.
Look, me and Amber have two totally different beliefs as to what happened.
Yeah, I read the, you know, her history, and I was sad to see that it's all mythology.
Did you look up legend? Did you specifically type in, like, Winchester House legend or Winchester House mystery?
I went to the Winchester Mystery House website, uh-huh. And I read the website. Uh-huh. And then I went to the Wikipedia article about the Mystery House and about Sarah Winchester, uh-huh. And read about her and her life, and read about the history of the house, and read about the mythology around the house, all the scary stories, and it made me sad to have all the mystery taken away from the
I really truly didn't find any of that, but I think it's because
you read the articles about what a scary mystery house it is, which propelled the mythology. Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I don't blame you. I'm just saying, like, I read that and the other stuff, and it just, I liked the mystery better before when it was like, you know, I don't believe that she was haunted by the ghosts of people that died from the Winchester gun, but I liked the story.
Oh, I love this story.
It's like romantic, all like old.
I know
West
this
vibes.
Sounds ridiculous, but I find it more believable than somebody just thinking, oh, I'm gonna practice architecture or.
Well, she wasn't practicing architecture. She just, like, when things weren't going as planned, uh-huh. She would just be like, you know what? No.
It just does not sound.
I believe that she was a woman, and she had a shit ton of money,
and she couldn't be
a professional architect, because she was a woman in the 1800s, so all she could do is take her vast fortune and, like, work on the stuff that she and her husband used to plan together when they were alive, you know what I mean? Like, I could see doing that as a widow and, like, thinking about, like, because, like, Corey and I have planned, like, 8 different houses we want to build, I shit you not. And it's fun. It's fun to sit there and make plans, and I can see, like, you know, he's gone, your kid's gone, everything you had's gone, and you've got this house, and you're just like, you know, we really enjoyed building the new castle, the New Hampshire house together, whatever the fuck it was. I'm going to do that here with this big-ass house that I moved my 3 sisters into and shit. Like, I can totally see it from that standpoint of nostalgia and wanting to relive the best part of your life with your husband.
I can totally see that. I do feel like, you know, it does sound a little bit like male propaganda to be like, but she was a woman, so she said, never mind, forget about that. We're going to do this instead. You know, to me that sounds like something a man would say. You know?
I mean, like I said, I equated that line to, ain't nobody got time for that. Like, right. I wonder if, like, that was her personality. She was just like, and, because, I mean, like, all of the mythology stuff about the house came years and years after her death. There were no tales about seances going on during the time. Again, I wish I didn't know, because it's a fun story. Like I said, my favorite interpretation of Winchester House is Rose Red, which is like,
I'm choosing to believe the OG Winchester House thing. It may not be
it's
real.
It's not OG. It's the after she died.
Well, it's more fun.
It is more
and
fun. It is more
it's
fun.
Not good. We're not going to ruin my childhood here. We're not going to do that. And like I said, it just seems, I really feel like a woman hearing ghosts or being mentally disturbed is more realistic than a woman just being like, let's
Make a Staircase to Nowhere.
No, it wasn't Let's Make a Staircase to Nowhere. It was, because that's the mythology. She said, let's make a staircase to
Nowhere.
Well,
let's make a staircase, and then I'm going to just forget about that.
It's like, they'd be building a hallway to a wing, and, like, it'd be taking way too long, and she'd just be like, ugh, never mind, forget about it, I want you to do this now.
Just sounds so ridiculous. I mean, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying that's just,
I mean,
so
they're both
ridiculous.
They're like, here's the bell curve, and both stories are either end. I mean, like, I can,
I know,
I've
disagreeing.
Seen people do shit like that, not necessarily with a staircase in a house, but like, this isn't going the way I want.
Like,
I don't,
I'm
like,
I'm
it.
About to beat this.
I'm moving.
I guess, you know what I mean? Because it's like, what the fuck?
Did you watch the movie though?
No.
Like the one with Helen Mirren?
I did not watch. I just never got around to it. Is it good? Is it scary? Is it good?
I didn't think it was scary. I didn't like the plot. Like, the plot is, and it made me mad. The plot is that Sarah Winchester believes all these ghosts are angry at her and her family because they created the Winchester revolving rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And so she meditates and communes with the whatever, and she plots out the room that this person died in, and those are the rooms she's building so that she can fucking trap their spirits in the fucking room forever.
Wow, that's not even the fucking
story. That's
shitty. Yeah, that's not even the...
Like, the movie pissed me off. I was like, that is shitty of her. Like, I hope she wasn't that kind of person. I was mad about it, and that was before
I did
the research.
Certainly not, because, like, when I read the stories, it was less...
Yeah, it was more, like, confusing the ghosts and keeping them from, like,
right, because
hurting her.
There's even hidden passageways in this house.
Yeah,
I you know
it,
what I
like,
mean?
Hidden passageways are awesome. But, and I mean, like, I didn't like the movie. It bothered me, the idea of somebody trapping the ghosts.
So were there ghosts in the movie?
Yes.
They did show the ghosts?
Yeah, it was a big part of the plot. It was a big part of the plot, like a vengeful ghost. That was trying to kill. It was, again, as somebody who believes in spirits, I think it's fucked up to be like, oh, you're mad at me? Let me trap you in my house forever. That's shitty!
And that's just like a shitty interpretation anyway.
Yeah, I know, because like, I like the story where she is building the house to confuse the ghosts. I like that story. I like that story because it lets me go, what if her constant building really didn't confuse the ghosts, but, like, riled them up? I don't like knowing the rest, but I didn't like the movie because it upset me that, like, she's trying to trap these ghosts. Like, I like the idea that she was low-key batshit crazy.
Yeah.
And that she was like, I'm gonna confuse spirits.
A paranoid schizophrenic
weird shit.
Because, like, according to, like, the stories or whatever, she would go through hidden passageways in order to confuse the ghosts and they wouldn't follow her. Which, again, gives
like
off
that.
Very paranoid schizophrenic.
Yeah, no. And again, like, because in everything I knew before I actually looked into it, like, all the hallways that lead to nowhere, that was to confuse ghosts. And the windows that aren't really windows, you know,
and
like, that was to confuse the ghosts.
Only one bathroom out of 13 worked.
Ha!
I missed that. Yes. I didn't read that. Because there was a ghost.
Irony!
Because there was a ghost that, haunted the spigot. Or, I was like, what the fuck, the spigot? Bryson's like, the same. Yes! So it would confuse that one. Dude, can you imagine being a construction worker? I gotta go to the bathroom, I gotta go to the fucking bathroom, I gotta go to the bathroom, and then you accidentally use one of the bathrooms. But I did read that, you know, the Winchester house, because she was pretty much a billionaire, and you know what I mean? Like, in 2019
so
money, according to the article, she was
yeah,
a billionaire.
Like, oh, God, yeah.
She
it
had,
was so
it was like, it had hot water running, which was very rare for the time. It also had gas lights that you got to, all you had to do was press a button and it would start the gas light.
which was very, very rare and coveted back then on the street.
And it wasn't that, electricity. What was it called? The intercom system, but it had a special word. I can't remember.
I know you're
writing
it down.
Yeah. But that was newfangled for the time.
You know, so it wasn't electricity, but it was pretty much electricity because all she had to do was flip on the switch or press a button and the light would just come on because of the gas. Yeah, it was fucking cool.
She was the original gas lady.
And it fucking had, it had a system that would blow hot air in during the winter.
Nice.
So it was like a heating element, but it was gas. And it was, I don't know how, maybe it wasn't gas.
Maybe she was crazy from the gas.
It was like wood heat or some shit like that. Yeah. And it blew in through a system that is very similar to modern heating and air. But there was no air, obviously. But it was very cool. It was, and everybody was, I mean, many people would be jealous about that because they didn't have that back then.
Yeah, I mean, she was fucking rich as shit.
Oh, it had indoor fucking plumbing. That was rare.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was already, like, a McMansion when she bought it. And then she, like, added on, like, towers and this, that, the other.
Unfortunately, and, like, there was seven stories, but there was an earthquake, and unfortunately, the top three stories were destroyed, so now there's only four.
Yeah, and she chose not to rebuild, and she didn't do much other than just, like, general maintenance after the 1906 earthquake, except I think it said in 1910 she had an elevator put in because of her.
Where's the American Horror Story? I read that there was three elevators. Now, I may be wrong.
I may be wrong, but I knew there was at least one. She put in an elevator, they meant multiple.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Like, no, I may be wrong.
I have no idea.
But where is the American Horror Story episode?
Yeah, well, you need to watch Rose Red because Stephen King did an entire miniseries about it, and it stars Nancy Travis, who has been my girl crush.
So what are the ghosts? How's it go?
Okay, so, Stephen King did the miniseries Rose Red, and then they also had some other author do this prequel book called The Diary of Ellen Rimbauer, and it was released like it was a real thing. But they were totally, it is not exactly the Winchester House, but it is based off of that, you know, theory or whatever. So in Rose Red, it's been the grounds of the house built on an Indian burial ground. Ellen Rimbauer and her husband, who's like twice her age, they are building the house, like he's building that as a wedding gift to her. And she and he live there, she lives there like her whole life after they're married. When they're in Africa on their year-long honeymoon, so like oil, he's in oil in the in Rose Red, the guy's in oil, not rifles. But so he's fucking rich as shit, and he takes her on a year-long honeymoon, so, like, around the world, really, so he can build oil connections, apparently.
Right, but I don't, but, I wouldn't
even care. Well, she got, like, not yellow fever, but something like that, almost died, and Sukina was, like, a tribeswoman that saved her life, and so, like, she, like, asked her, will you come back with me? And, like, they were lifelong friends and lesbian lovers later in life. So, like, that's a fun side story. Because they end up killing her, abusive, cheating on her husband. But he died accidentally.
So, they build the house?
They build the house. They live there. A lot of people die. The daughter disappears. Yeah, she disappears into the house, April. And so Adam, their son, who's a little bit older, they send him away to boarding school until he grows up to get him away from the house. The house can't kill him. And Ellen Rimbauer stays there until she disappears into the house one day when she's, like, way fucking old. And nobody ever sees her again. And so, and then in Rose Red, Nancy Travis is, like, a college professor, parapsychologist person, who takes a bunch of, like, mediums and psychics into Rose Red to try and awake the spirits of the house. And, of course, that goes really well because it's written by Stephen King. So there's, like, Sukina shows up as a ghost. I remember that. April shows up as a ghost. Who else shows up as a ghost? Most of the, like, half of the psychics die. arrogant. Like, she thinks she can awaken the house and not have anything happen in this house where they used to do tours like the Winchester Mystery House, but they shut the house down at, like, in the 80s or some bullshit because so many people, like, wound up dying in the house. And, like, the last straw was when somebody just, like, straight disappeared in the thin air during a tour. And so they shut the house down. And so she was, like, going in to try and awaken it. And it's, like, the guy that owns the house, he's a Rimbauer. He's, like, the grandson or the great-grandson of the original couple. And he's, like, it's only stopped killing people because nobody lives in there anymore. Like, anyway, it's really good. I really like it. I also really love Nancy Travis and the guy that plays Stephen Rimbauer. He came out. So, all around good things. And some of the psychic characters are people you love to hate. And so is the little reporter guy, the whatever. He winds up dying. Lots of characters you love to hate.
So it's fun.
Excuse me, guys. It's really late.
So is the house haunted or is the house just alive? In the movie.
I would say it's more that the house is haunted because the ghosts definitely create the deaths that happen. Like, I'm sure... It seems like the house is involved in the deaths, right? Like, it makes things happen, too. I don't remember off the top of my head any of the deaths specifically. Like, I legitimately put it on, and it was one of those YouTube videos where, like, they're getting around the YouTube rules, so it's, like, a picture in a picture, and there's, like, these floating clouds, and I fell asleep with the hypnotic, like, floating clouds. So I don't remember, like, any of the deaths. Except, like, the old dude psychic... Some hot young ladies, like, came and hit on him, but they were ghosts from the house. So, like, really, it's ghosts that are trapped in the house. It's kind of like an American Horror Story, like, thing. Whether it's a portal or not, I don't know. But, again, in the Rose Red story, it's not the Winchester rifle has cursed the family. It's that they built on Native American burial ground, which, as was pointed out in something I was reading about it, very much a Stephen King theme. You know, in his writings. It is. Thinking about it, like...
Native American? Yeah. Cemetery, that's what I was thinking, yeah. I watched this one movie. It was not a Stephen King movie. Can't remember what it's called. If you can remember, comment. It had, some guy in it. I think he played Bo on the original Bruce Hazard. Don't know his name. But, the blonde-haired one, I mean. Anyway... A single father moves his kids out to the country. There are big, like, hills in his yard. And they're not hills. They're Native American burial things. And they come alive at night. Like, the corpses come alive.
That should have been... the movie where the name was The Hills Have Eyes. I'm just saying.
Oh my god,
like,
it was fucked up. Movie fucked me up. Spoiler alert. They all die. Actually, his bitch daughter, who's like 15.
Yeah, fucking, like she's like, I love my daughters.
I'm going outside whether you want me to or not, Dad. I'm going to go sit on the hill.
Oh my god.
So she goes and sits on the hill and guess
like,
what?
Like, she eaten her?
Yeah. And it comes back. What's that sound like?
Skinwalker.
Or a Wendigo or some shit.
Yeah.
She kills the dad. And then the dad eats the little brother. It's fucking bullshit. It was fucked up, honestly. Like, my whole family watched it because we watched a lot of movies growing up. And I remember the ending and my dad was like, this shit fucked me up. The dad ate the son.
Yeah!
It was horrible. It was scary.
Oh, wait. I can't remember if I'm alive. daughters was like, she's problematic. And I was like, what's wrong with Scarlett Johansson? Because, like, she's my biggest girl crush.
And I get it. Like, she got pissed because Disney released Black Widow on Disney Plus instead of, like...
They told her there was going to be in movie theaters, and that's why she agreed to do it.
Yeah. And it wasn't. It was in Disney Plus. So she's like, hey, I'm missing out on a bunch of fucking money. And this is bullshit.
Yeah.
And
she,
so
like,
now they will never work with her again because she tried to sue Disney, and that didn't work too well because nobody wins.
When they sue Disney, yeah. But Scarlett Johansson, she's like my biggest girl crush. Like,
damn me, Disney.
Nancy Travis might have been one of my earlier girl crushes when she was in Rose Red, but Scarlett Johansson...
I'm just ashamed that I like Disney. I'm like, damn you, Disney.
Oh, we can't go down that rabbit hole. Did they do the Winchester movie? Who made the Winchester movie?
Definitely was not Disney.
Well, it was definitely not Disney because I did not watch it on Disney Plus yet. So.
No, Amazon, I think you said it was on Amazon Prime.
Free with commercials on
Amazon. Okay, do you like that one? They made Midsommar. They make movies like that. I know they made Midsommar. There's one there they made that I really want to see called White Men. Hmm. And it's weird. It's like they make weird horror movies. And the one that they have also got one called like Sheep or some shit. And it's like this girl has a miscarriage and this sheep gives birth to a half human, half sheep. It's literally a person with a sheep's head. She's like, this is my baby, and she's, like, carrying it around, and it turns out it's, like, a minotaur baby, and, like, it makes disturbing, scary movies. I mean, it made Midsommar.
There's certain levels of weird horror that I'm down with, and there's certain levels of weird horror that I am not down with.
Like, and a person with the shit. I'm so sorry.
Like, that movie fucked my head.
I cannot watch it. I don't even want to.
You can't unsee some things.
I don't even want to talk about it. Like, honestly, like, I won't. But they made Hereditary. I don't know if you ever watched that one. I did not.
I've heard of that.
The Lighthouse.
I have thought about watching The Lighthouse. I didn't watch the horror movie.
It's a psychological horror.
It's got the guy from Twilight, right?
Yes, yeah. and he's got
a pedo mustache.
Yes. Oh, they did Mother, which I thought was good. I like that movie.
That's one where they eat the baby?
Yeah.
I don't like horror with kids in it. I can't.
Look, it's beautiful.
I say that, but when we do a Black Eyed Children episode, I already know there's several Russian horror movies that I'll be watching, and they involve children, because Black Eyed Children.
Mother is beautiful as an adaptation of the Bible.
Yeah.
Bryson was super not a fan of the part when the baby got eaten. I didn't like it, because I was stoned when I watched it, and was not expecting it was
there's
like...
certain times.
But, Bryson didn't like that scene, because he felt like it was a bastardization of... Jesus, because the point of, like, Jesus is that he sacrificed himself.
Right.
People didn't just eat an innocent fucking baby.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he felt
it
like...
It was a choice.
Yeah, exactly. So he didn't like that part, but everything else, it's got Michelle Pfeiffer in it.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, that horror movie on Peacock that I watched, like, a week or two ago called You Won't Be Alone, the Slavic werewolf.
Yeah, you told me that.
Just, like, it was beautiful. It was a weird ass horror movie. I mean,
it's art.
It was. Like, at one point, I don't know if I told you, like, she's the dude having sex with the chick.
Yeah.
And, like, she enjoyed it so much, she couldn't wait to be the chick having sex with the dude, making a dude feel that. And there was something about that scene that I enjoyed way too much. Not the sexual way, guys. Like, it was the thought process that was put into it. Yeah, it was really cool. And, I mean, but it was a gruesome-ass movie. I told you, like, she's ripping their organs out of this hole in her own body when she's, like, done being them, you know? So it's, like, it's gruesome as fuck. There's, like, blood and guts all over the place, but it's still a beautiful, weird-ass horror
movie. I get that. See, I love weird sci-fi. Check out Mom. I've mentioned it many a time. I love weird sci-fi and I love weird fantasy.
Because
I like the art of it.
Yes.
Just like one of the weird ones that I watched. I actually really liked it. It's really weird. It's called Her. Have you seen it? Guy's got a weird mustache. It takes place in a modern future where everybody has Scarlett Johansson in their pocket. She's like a thing.
Oh, I've heard of that movie.
Yes, and he falls in love with his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually kind of fucking sad because the intelligent, she was so intelligent and so human, like multiple people were falling in love with her phone. So much so, they were hiring, there was a whole industry where the guy would put headphones in. And she would talk to him while hiring an escort. And she would, like, stand in as them being on a date as them having sex. It's like, it is.
She does some really cool movies, though, because there was this one movie that she was in where she's, like, this alien thing that would, like, seduce men. And she'd take them into, like, this blank space. It was, like, just this big dark space and they were on a wet ground. It was the weirdest fucking shit. It took me 2 days to get through it, and like I usually watch a movie all in one sitting.
Right.
Honestly.
I can't do that anymore with him.
Yeah, like I got to a point with it where I was like, this is fucking
Oh my god, did you watch Lucy? She was Lucy.
Yeah.
No. The intelligent woman who could access most of her brain that other people, like, most people
I've seen commercials.
The ending, spoiler alert, it's been, like, 10 years, is so cool. Because she accesses 100% of her brain, which means she can go through time.
Oh, cool.
So she goes through time, and what does she find? A Neanderthal ape-thing. And guess what? That's her. Her name. It all came together.
Holy
I was
shit,
like,
that's
oh,
cool.
It was. I was like, goosebumps. Because I'm pretty sure the name of the first one that
they called her Lucy.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was
That's cool. I mean, and like, to bring it back around to Winchester Mystery House, I just feel like, as interesting as so many of the things, aspects of that story are, like, one of the myths is, like, that she was building that house because she thought that if she never stopped building, she'd never die.
Right, I saw that. Again,
there are so many interesting ways they could have gone with the movie, but instead it was her trapping all these different people who were angry at her in a room that represented the room they died in by the rifle from her family, which is the whole reason they're cursed, and she's trapping them in that room. It seems real shitty to me. I'm just throwing that out there, but the whole, like, the plot is that the angry ghost that's coming after everybody right now is a guy whose two brothers died as soldiers by the Winchester rifle, so he went in and did a mass, like, murder in a Winchester rifle factory, and that's how he died, and now he's haunting them, and she's gonna try and trap him in a room full of Winchester rifles. It's fucking stupid.
No, I'm smiling.
I'm just like, I'm mad about it.
People are gonna hate me, but I do love me a good Winchester shotgun. I can't lie. Like, I love the gun.
I
grew up with them, though.
Yeah, like, I don't have any problem with them. I just feel like they could have done a much better job on that movie. They could have used some of the cooler lore about
them. I agree. Well,
you know,
and
like,
again, I'm gonna say this, and maybe people hate me. And listen, I believe the ghost story. I choose to believe the ghost story. I choose to believe that. I don't give a shit about what Amber says. I believe it. Okay.
I believe the truth is out there, and I read it. And
no,
I can't unknow the truth.
So I'm
and
choosing.
And it disappoints the fuck out of me.
Well, that's why I say I'm choosing to believe. You know, but along with that, when I read story, the ghost story and everything that the first thing that popped in my head was it sounds like it was made up by an anti-gun activist.
I could see
you know, and I
that.
Like I hate to say that because I do believe the ghost story. I'm not going to stop, but that was my first thought.
I won't lie, like, it disappointed me. I like the mystery. I do. I don't like the they're being haunted because the Winchester rifle part. It's stupid.
Again, yeah, very anti.
Yeah, like it's dumb. But I like the whole, like, she's building the house to confuse the ghosts. Like I said, I like the Rose Red version of it because that is what she's doing in that. She's building the house to confuse the ghosts.
When I originally read it, and I didn't find anything to back this up, I think this is just my remembering wrong. When I originally heard it, I thought it was she was building the house to appease the ghosts, not to confuse them. But
I think that is a version, because I think that's in the movie, it was to appease the ghosts.
Yeah, makes it.
But, like, in Rose Red, it's not to appease the ghosts so much as, like, confuse them, keep them from being able to get at her.
Uh-huh.
Like you said, she would go in secret passages, right? That's kind of how the Rose Red story plays out. And I do like that. That's a good fucking story. It's a good fucking story. I fucking like it.
Also, in the Winchester house, apparently there's this one-of-a-kind fucking window.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's so much shit in that. The house itself is a wonder.
Oh, like, it is. Like,
the things she had done.
There was a one-of-a-kind window. Uh-huh. If the sun shines through it, it's supposed to reflect a rainbow and fill the entire room with rainbows.
That's cool.
Never got to work because it was put against a fucking wall. So no light can shine through it because she put it randomly against a wall. Again, that's why I'm like, there's gotta be more.
I go, she put it there and then she walled off whatever because she wanted to put something else behind it. Because she was just like that fucking changeable. But she had Shakespearean quotes on, I think it was Shakespearean quotes, on either side of her fireplace, and I didn't know that.
They recently found a new basement.
Yeah.
Or a new attic, I'm sorry. It had an old Victorian couch, an original old Victorian couch, a couple dresses, and a sewing machine.
That's it.
But my thing is, like, if it's hidden and no one goes in there, why are you putting something in?
Again, like, it started to get set up, and she'd be like, no, this isn't, you know what, I want to do something else. And that's why. Yes, because she was richer than fucking God. Isn't that the saying?
I am not going to agree with that, because that's how the Titanic. That one guy was like, even God couldn't see this shit.
I'm
superstitious when it comes to that.
No, I'm just saying, like,
she was so rich, she could do it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I mean? Like, yeah, she was richer than everybody. I mean, how much did you say?
She was making an equal, at least according to the article that I read, $26,000 a month. That's in 2019 money. I believe back then it was like $12,000 or something like that. More. M-O-R-I-O-N. And he ended up selling it. Dumbass, because you went
I guarantee, or three elevators, whatever. Like,
exactly.
I guarantee you.
That's all. To me, that's somebody that's just
you,
like,
sir?
Oh, I didn't get
well,
anybody.
Okay. In all fairness, when she died in 1922, that place was dilapidated. It's like
oh, it
she
was,
never
yes.
did anything after the earthquake in 1906.
Right. And
she
half
just,
of it
like,
was gone.
Fixed up what she had
yeah.
to live there, you know? So it probably wasn't like it was in its heyday and like what we're picturing from the pictures that
right.
we see. But also, he's a fucking moron.
I can't believe he did that. And then the people who bought it for that amount of money, from what I understand, refurbished it. So everything in there now, there's nothing original. Except for that, I guess, that shit they found in there.
Well,
added.
They refurbished like even all like the woodworking stuff where she had
no,
like,
no, I should say the furniture. Like,
oh, okay.
Like all
just,
the
like,
furniture.
All the
was taken out.
The moldings and stuff. She had all that done by hand and stuff. Like all of it's apparently
I think
gorgeous.
I would love to
go there.
I would too.
Cool.
Sign up
probably
for our Patreon so we can
I have no idea how much that costs. I did not look at ticket costs.
I didn't
see the point.
But they took out all the furniture, everything, and they just threw it the fuck away. And I'm like, do these bitches not realize how much money that they just threw away? We got Marion, fucking dumbass over here selling it for only $100,000.
Moron. That's what it is.
Do you realize a house in a neighborhood like this is $100,000? Not, like, I don't know how much your house is.
Yes. Yes.
If you could buy the Winchester house for the same price as, like, I mean...
This house?
I'd buy the Winchester house instead? Like,
yeah,
right?
Like, I would never get rid of the furniture, and if I did, I would sell that shit.
Right?
For a lot of
my
money.
God.
Auction, bitches. Auction. You never heard of auction?
Maybe it was more expensive back then. You know what I mean? Because she died when?
1922.
So he sold it within, like, what, the 30s, early 20s? I don't know. I can't remember. He didn't
keep it. By 1923, within 9 months of her death, they were already showing it as an attraction.
Yeah, yeah. He started that, I think, and then somebody bought it, and then they made it.
Oh, so in 1931 is when he sold it. Because in 1931 is when the property was bought by the people that were managing it
yes.
as an attraction.
Yes, yes.
So he
yes.
sold it to them during the Depression. Okay, that makes more sense.
Uh-huh.
That makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
I get it a little bit more.
And then they kind of made it
still
even more of an attraction.
Right, by
money.
Right, yeah. By the ghost story does that. You know what I mean? Easy. I wish... there was more coolness. I know. Well, that's what I said. I'm so disappointed to learn. Like, I had to go watch Rose Red after I did the research because I was so disappointed. I was like, I want to see the ghost story part of it. I like the ghost story part of it because that's what Rose Red is. I love the ghost story part of it because it's like the house is haunted
uh-huh.
and it's going to eat you because you're a
monster house. Have you seen that cartoon?
I do. My kids used to watch it every Halloween.
I
think they're both hotties. I must but I don't think Dom DeLuise is hot. But they both look like their dad, which is why they're hot. Go figure.
So that is really disappointing about the Winchester House.
I like the ghost.
I really, really, truly do not think that's going to be the last one.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it's just like, I wonder if that's why I was like, I don't really want to look into it. Because I didn't want to,
I'm sure if we've looked into things like
there's
the ghost
others.
Light, like yeah. If we looked into the ghost light, I'm sure that would be ruined.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Because the ghost light, that's where it might be natural gas, right?
What? I didn't know that.
In Missouri? Yeah. The ghost lights, like, we used to be able to go see them, but you can't go see them anymore.
Uh-huh.
I never went to see them when you could, and now you
me
can't.
Either.
And I want to go!
Me too! Because it's literally
guys,
a light.
Yeah.
And it's like, I do feel like that could probably be ruined in that fucking sense. Like,
but even if it's a natural phenomenon, that's a cool,
it's still
fucking
beautiful. It's still magic.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Yeah, for people who don't know what we're talking about, it's like lights out in the middle. Isn't it by a train track?
Yeah, it's something like that. It's like
it's
a
like
literal
out in the middle
orb.
Of nowhere, right?
Like, yeah. And it's like a literal
near where we live.
Okay, there's a thing, by the way, we should do research on. We should visit shit next time we're in Tulsa, which will be really soon.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's that one spot in Tulsa, and you can go to it. They call it the Center of the Universe.
Yes!
It's so bad. And supposedly nobody knows, again, I don't know if I want to do research and ruin it, where you stand on a brick and you yell, and it echoes back to you, and the people can't hear you, who are outside of that brick area, and you can't hear them. Why? Why is there a sound barrier there? No one knows. It's in Tulsa.
Yeah, we have to go there.
I know, I'm like,
we can go there.
We're
going
to go
like,
there, I'm going to be like,
special.
Ava!
Special Patreon episode from the Center of the Universe. Sign up, guys.
Oh, and I can't hear you. Like, I would be so pissed.
Oh, my
if
God.
If it didn't work,
I'd be like,
what the fuck? Because
I do remember this. I totally had forgotten about
right.
it. But, yeah, my dad used to. Yeah, he took my kids over there.
He did? Did it
yeah,
work?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. But I totally forgot about it, so you just brought it up.
But
so.
I'm like, spiritual Maddie's like, what if I get in the center and as a spiritually open woke person, all of a sudden
you just like vamp out of nowhere,
or you just hear and you pick up on like,
we have to go.
I know,
special
right?
Patreon episode, guys.
I'm
we're
like, hold on, let me make sure.
Center of the Universe. We're
yes.
gonna record in the center of the universe, and also if you are in the Tulsa area, Maddie and I will be there on October 1st. Which I think this episode will air right before that. So
awesome.
If you feel like it, come see us because we'll be at Tulsa BPD, which I'm not sure what the park is, but you can find it on Facebook.
Sorry, I had to look it up and make sure it's open to the public. It is open to the public.
And fucking that's gorgeous.
What? I don't think it's that far from BPD either.
Fuck yeah. Tulsa BPD, though, that's where the vamps live in Tulsa.
Sorry, that's a thing. Like, does it work? I'm gonna read the reviews. Let's read the reviews on the Center of the Universe.
4.4 stars. not 5 out of 5.
You can hear your voice return in stereo. This area of the city was clearer and quieter than expected. That's pretty awesome. The fun the kids had with the echoes. They also had fun with the light up bricks surrounding the echo circle. Okay, so it does work, supposedly.
Okay.
And there's gonna be one star.
If you want in on it, Patreon, guys.
The weirdest phenomenon.
I'm committing us.
It's right? To stand in the middle and tell and yell. Okay, yeah, we've got to go.
We've got to go, but also, I wonder if it'll affect the recording in any way because the sound is affected. So you guys will get to hear if it's different than normal. Well, if you're a patron, anyway. That's
right.
Cool.
I'm so excited. Somebody gave it a 1-star review, and I really wonder what it says. I wonder if it's like, bro, this did not work. I don't know what all these other reviews are.
1-star review. Would not recommend the Center of the Universe.
Right?
I thought it was me.
For real, though. We're going to be in Tulsa October 1st.
Yeah, we are.
So,
me the, like, gun myth thing, though. I just want you to be kind of batshit crazy and you can hear
spirits. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I like that better. Because, like, yeah. Well, you win some, you lose some, and like Maddie said, you can always choose to believe. I love to say it all the time. I choose to believe. This one, I read too much. I can't choose to believe. Other things I choose to believe in.
Alright, well, if you're watching on YouTube, please don't forget to like and subscribe. We need more subscribers, guys. Wouldn't it be awesome to reach 100 by the end of fucking year?
Yes. And also, if you're listening on a podcast platform, definitely rate and review us. Help us get out there to more people. Like, in our break, we got some new listeners out there, so, like, let's help build that shit going. Yeah.
Yes.
Visit us on the socials. They'll all be, like, tagged in the description, yo. Yeah. It's late. Sorry. I've been up since real early. So, yeah.
Bye.
Thanks for coming to sit with us. Okay.
The following tale will be featured in October Pod's Halloween Potluck, which premieres Tuesday, October 11th, 2022, only on YouTube. After you listen to this podcast, head over to our YouTube channel, October Pod Home Video, and get in on all the fun. For now, kick back and enjoy Tea Party, a true ghost story written for October Pod by Amber Jordan, co-host of Witches Talking Tarot podcast, narrated by MJ McAdams, author and creator host of Humble Hauntings podcast.
When I was 10, we lived in a house in Holland, PA, a little town in Bucks County. It's an old part of the country. The air is thick with history everywhere you go. The house was a multi-story brick home with dark wood accents throughout, and it was about 100 years old. In this house, there was a mother-in-law suite. I had never known of such a thing and was immensely overjoyed when I found out it was like a studio apartment located inside the house. There was a little kitchenette area with a sink, stove and oven, a tiny couch for visitors, even a brass-framed bed. I was so young, I honestly thought it was made of gold. And oh, how my parents laughed at that one. The furniture in this room had all come with the house, which was not something I thought of before, but definitely after.
You are invited to join the ghosts, the banshees, the fairies, and demons run amok. We're all coming to October Pod's Halloween Potluck. You'll enjoy this ghastly crew. If your blood doesn't end up in the stew, we'll be baking a cake and raising some hell. Beware, for heaven's sake, because we've got ghost stories to tell at October Pod's Halloween Potluck. Coming to YouTube on Tuesday, October 11th. Get a special preview by listening to our companion podcast, October Pod AM, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or find all our links at octoberpodvhs.com. October Pod, retro horror for bold individualists.
Psst. Hey, you!
Wanna get doomed?
I'm Tessa.
And I'm Nicole, and we have a spanking new podcast for your ear holes called Doom Generation.
Listen in as two foul-mouthed biddies have an always casual, often comedic...
What? I think we're funny.
...and sometimes chaotic conversation about the things that doomed us to be who we are today.
Take a trip with us down nostalgia lane, and we'll try not to veer off the road.
Available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Doom Generation Pod and on Twitter at Doom Gen Pod.
Later, Doomers!
Hey, host.
Hey, Kevin.
I wanted to tell you about a fun podcast you should listen to called Nightmare Lane.
Why does that sound so familiar?
It's our podcast. It's the one we're on.
Oh, yeah, I don't listen to that podcast.
What? Why wouldn't you? It's where I tell you creepy stories about the supernatural or even the super messed up brains of humanity. And I try to scare you while you talk about how much you want bubble tea.
That's why I don't listen to it.
That's fair. Well, if somebody else wants to listen to scary stories, check us out at Nightmare Lane. We're on any platform that shares podcasts.
Hey, Kevin.
What?
I want bubble tea.
Don't you always?